a private school, only taking in students that their parents are well educated, so at least getting a bachelor's degree. And I'd like to know, can private schools in China do this? Are they playing by the rules?
In a way, I don't think so, but there's no specific law article saying you cannot judge a student by his parents because it's stupid thing to say. But we do have regulations saying that during the compulsory education period, which is the first grade of primary school to third grade of middle school, or we can say from 6 to 15 years old, schools must treat students equally, regardless of differences in background. And I think that sums it up really well. When it comes to, because we've talked about this being a Canadian foreign language kind of school, but we have regulations saying foreign organizations and Chinese netizens can jointly set up schools and need to follow guidance by the state council. And this is also a private school in a way. We've talked about being private schools are now not allowed to be profit-driven ones. They have to be, in a way, welfare kind of private schools. So when it comes to this kind of private compulsory school, private schools in compulsory education, you can kind of select students, but apparently not in a way where you put actual paper tests, and I don't think judging their parents will be an up to the standard kind of practice.
This made me want to do some research into private schools in the US, and you might be surprised to hear what I have to say. So there's a law, the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits discrimination by privately owned places of public accommodation on the basis of race, color, religion, or national origin. But this gets a little shady when we compare it to private schools in the US. So as I understand, a private school is never, unless it's a sectarian school, which means religious school, is never allowed to kind of not allow someone in because of race, these kinds of things, because of that Federal Civil Rights Act I had just mentioned. But they can also, under certain circumstances, discriminate if they don't accept any federal funding. So if they don't accept any federal funding, under certain circumstances, they can discriminate against who they can let in. And as I understand, sectarian schools, these are religious schools. They can discriminate in almost whatever way they choose. And 80% of private schools in the US are religious institutions, so that means they are sectarian.
Oh, that is interesting. And also, I see that also reflected in our WeChat Damubiu from the comments our listeners have been sending in is that whenever this phrase private school is being flashed in front of you, then it sort of signifies, at least that's how people see it, is that they have their special authority to decide on what students that they are going to take in. And when it's a private school, usually it's far more expensive. The price ranges from maybe twice as expensive as public schools or to 10 times, if not more, in some of these other private schools. And even if they don't admit to it that like this school pretty much has just said it out loud that yes, we're picking students according to your parents' education background. But private schools, when you're paying that tuition fee, it's already discriminating people because it is according to how much money you're paying, then that is discriminating according to your family background, your financial background. So why not people just be honest and candid and really look at what it is? That is, discrimination happens here. And if it's not by paying more money, then it's by the parents' education background. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, I think that, like you said, these things happen just kind of in these darker areas of society we don't necessarily always hear about. And I wouldn't say that religion here in what I'm talking about, sectarian schools in the U.S. is a darker area, but it's definitely one of those areas that law has a tricky time pegging down because, you know, religiously, people in the U.S. have the right to the religion they choose. And then when you imply this into your school and this education system, then the law as it pertains to religion, it kind of gets shady. So, you know, like in Ryun, the Supreme Court said that its decision didn't apply to certain sectarian schools that exclude certain students because of their race on religious grounds. So even these kind of things happen in a place like where I was surprised, back home in the U.S. And so I guess to say I'm not surprised that this kind of thing would happen in other parts of the world, China included. And although looking at it, I think it's wrong, of course. I mean, what should be the say-all in whether or not you can get into a private school, in my opinion, should be just the amount of money the school's asking, which should be a standard for all students. So you pay for the education that you're getting that's maybe a little bit better than the public schools that are available to you. But then, you know, sometimes in certain public schools, you know, I understand you have a lottery to get these seats and these kind of things. So maybe you are someone without a bachelor's degree, but maybe you started a business. Someone helped you out, so you made some good money. And you want to give to your kid what you never got. I mean, if more schools pursued this kind of discrimination, then certain groups of people would never be able to lift themselves educationally out of poverty to pursue a higher education. So I think in those circumstances, yes, this is not fair.
I totally agree. And I feel like when it comes to education equality, there have already been so many obstacles in the way of pursuing towards a ideal situation. We talk about maybe having a standard fee and paying more to get to a better education environment because we see it a lot. But we do have to admit this is not the perfect situation because this is not equality at all. It's just still depend on how much money you own. And if this come into play, I mean, the considering your parent situation to decide what kind of school do you go kind of policy, this is a wrong idea for kids. Because I feel like when they're in their childhood, they can enjoy their childhood by seeing everything in the equal. They don't even think human beings are more superior than animals. They think everything should be equal and it's a beautiful world there and they're innocent and bald and they wanted to enjoy the world with the rest of the creator. But then you tell them, oh, you can go to this better school because your parents are better than others' parents. When they're so young, you started to implant this wrong idea in their teeny tiny still growing minds. What will happen in the future? Maybe when they got to high school, they started to think, I am better than other kids because not only because I may got a higher score, but also because I'm from that primary school where my classmates before are superior than those classmates now. That is so wrong and so sad.
Yeah, I think, you know, if discrimination happened on, okay, so this is a Canadian foreign language school. If they said, hey, your kid has to be at least this proficient in this language or that language to be able to go into the school, I understand that kind of discrimination.
Yeah.
You want everybody to be at the same level when they start these classes, so no one kid slows the rest of the class down. I do understand that kind of discrimination as it pertains to academics. But to discriminate these kids off of what their parents have done, the accomplishments or lack thereof of their parents, A, makes the parents feel really bad because maybe these parents have, like I said, never got a really good education, but somehow managed to start a business and become successful and be able to give their kid what they didn't have. But under these circumstances, this kid is being punished because of what their parents didn't have the opportunity to do. So I just don't see that being fair, and I feel really bad for these parents who probably feel like, I wish I would have gone to school. You know, I have enough money to pay for this, but because I didn't or I couldn't at the time, my kid has to suffer.
Yeah, that's a very, I think, heartfelt message and a way of looking at this situation. Mm-hmm. But I also have to ask you guys. Okay, first of all, I need to reinstate one thing. That is, a public school system in China is where most Chinese people send our kids to. I don't have one now, but in the future, probably still that, judging from the amount that I'm making right now. I mean, no private school will I be thinking about right now. But yes, so most people send your kids to public school. And in China, we have the compulsory education mandate. That is, all kids in China between the age of 6 to 15. During this age range, everybody should enjoy free education. Mm-hmm. That has been achieved to a great extent, and that is what the law says. And if this is not happening to you, then you have the law at your hand to defend your own rights. And here we're talking about the private schools. Yeah. And I wonder if education equality, so everybody have equal opportunity to educational resources, should that discussion even be applied here? Because private education is about you spending your money for your kids to go to a better school than public school. Otherwise, why would you even resort to public to private education?
I get what you're saying here, but I wanted to look at things from a different angle. That is, for this private school runners, even though you're using your money to start a private school, you're still recruiting teachers that been under the education of the general public. You're trying to get the good teachers from the good public schools, and you're offering them higher money, but you didn't pay for their education back then, and their education was paid by the whole nation in those public schools. So stop saying you're a business, you can do whatever you want. You still have to run under the regulation. You've got your edge. That is your a lot of money, and you being a private school, not applying to kids have to, kids enrolled in your school have to be living around. So that's it. Stop trying to make it even more easy and making it the competition edge even bigger.
I think these teachers, though, in private schools probably get paid pretty well for what they're known for or what they can do exceptionally well. But I think, you know, looking forward, as long as, you know, all schools, I think the deal is all schools meet a certain standard.
Yes.
Okay, they have to meet that standard. But some people say, I don't want my kid to just be the standard. I want my kid to be above the standard. So whether I pay for my kid to go to some kind of tutoring and this kind of thing, because that's, in a way, that's kind of like a private education system, or you just give me the private school so I can send my kid to go learn French and German while yours is just doing the standard. At the end of the day, I think, yes, this is very eye-catching to a lot of people that want their kid to have a really, really good education.
Yes, and also I think with China changing, and yes, this society is changing so fast, and I think people's demand for better education is justified, and that's growing as well, and there's differentiated interest and preference. So regardless of what private schools are doing, I think, of course, Niu Hongli, you make the wonderful point that they need to be running by laws and rules, but it's so important to offer these different choices out there for different parents.
Yes.
And also, we've got so many messages coming in regarding, okay, I'll sum it up by using our WeChat listener Monsoon Zena's comment. That is, in the long run, poor public education will cripple a country. So now,
that is a good saying.
I mean, when China's GDP is still growing in a very fast speed, like 6.5 this year, please, public education deserves more national funding too, and to make it fair and for most kids in this way, that is a really important thing that needs to be addressed right now. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Niu Hongli.